Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance. X Insurance. From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
And here we go. Going to be a raucous hour, ladies and gentlemen, so buckle down, buckle down. Welcome inside the Sig Sauer Studios with me, Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today and every day on this Patriot Mobile powerful and platinum microphones, all brought to you by the great X Insurance. Greg in Dallas, Texas, how are you besides extremely busy today?
It's just Friday, TGI.
I was going to say, let's try it. We should all try and bring it down a notch today because it is Friday.
Right? Here we are.
And I hate to wish my life away, you know what I mean? But I'm glad it's Friday today. I'm going to be right up front with you today. Got a great story to talk with you about today. But first, Greg, would you tell people where to watch us? In the newly upgraded high-definition video cameras here in the studio and participate in the chat, please, as long as you're not driving, folks, please don't do that.
Sure, if you'd like to see 4K after it's had a cleaned-off lens, just head on over to armedamericanradio.org.
I don't get any credit for upgrading my stuff. No. He just wiped off the lens is the story. So we'll stick with that.
On the right-hand side of that website, you're going to see the menu icon. Give that a click.
That is true, by the way. Welcome to Friday, guys. I admitted it.
When that window opens, what's up, just select that watch live option. If you're driving, hit that listen live link. And if you missed a previous episode, head on over to the podcast link. If you want to join our live chat, just head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app. I might as well bring Mark or Paul in here.
Bring him in, Paul.
Download the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversation. There you go.
Good heavens. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the public service announcement for the day today. Wipe off your windows from time to time. Paul Markle, student of the gun. How you doing, my brother?
Oh, dude, I am fantastic. I am on the road. We're doing the road show.
I'm gonna break this one out because if there's a possibility I might be in your state tomorrow. I don't think we'll touch base because you're going to be training all weekend. But you're in Tennessee, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yep, we will. Currently, I am in Kentucky, but I will be in Tennessee momentarily, and we're going to be doing a 2-day pistol class this weekend at the Tactical Response Facility in Camden, which is, if you guys know your geography, or if you don't know your geography, it's west of Nashville, not east of Nashville.
West of Nashville. So, yeah, you're not going to be anywhere near me. Well, that's too bad, because I would have liked to have been there. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the Tennessee area, up around the Knoxville area, the Carr Firearms Group is having the Rod A Rod of Iron. It's not their big one, which is in the fall. This is kind of a kickoff at their new facility in Tennessee. But if you're in that area, head out there this weekend, and you may run into me. That decision is being worked on as we speak right now. If you're watching me, you see the crutch behind me. So I was able to get hooked up with the orthopedic. I might be able to stand all day. And if I can, I might likely be speaking tomorrow. I'll let you know. But if you can get out there, just look up Carr Arms Rod of Iron Festival, and yours truly may be there. Whether I'm not, it's going to be a great time out there with the tents and the food trucks and all the guns and the cool people in an open carry, constitutional carry state as well. Welcome to freedom. So, Paul, I have one story that I got to go here with you on, and it could easily be the entire hour. Now, Paul, for disclosure purposes, have you and I talked today about content at all?
No, sir, we haven't.
Have you heard what's going on in Canada now?
I can only imagine, but...
Yeah, you can only imagine. Well, here's the deal. Crime is so bad in Canada now that the Canadian Mounted Police and police chiefs, or whatever they call themselves up there in Trudeau land now, socialist land, are telling people because home invasions are so bad and car thefts are so bad. Apparently, they're having a huge problem throughout Canada with armed criminals, and I quote them, with real guns, ladies and gentlemen, real guns that have real bullets in them. And hold your laughter, Paul, it gets better. They are telling residents to put their key fobs out by their door so that when the thieves break in, they can go right to the key fob to steal the car and you don't have to confront them because they're carrying real guns. This is an honest-to-goodness story out there today. Just give them your car. They're armed. Don't bother with them. Paul, do you want to take it for the hour? I could use the break. I'll just sit all back right and listen.
You still let me go? You still let me run with that?
Go with it. Take it as long as you want.
Yeah, that is tantamount to... Do you remember when they had the World Cup soccer championships in Brazil a few years ago?
I do.
And they handed out three-fold brochures because the chief of police down there was very concerned that all the tourists and foreigners didn't understand how to be mugged. So they created a three-fold brochure in multiple languages so that when you landed, they would hand these out, and it was directions on how to be robbed so that you didn't, you know, get hurt resisting. It's wow. And you know what? When you hear stuff like that, I'm kind of glad for it because it gives us the opportunity to just show people this is your future, America. Mm-hmm. This is without strong conservative leadership, without people who are willing to stand up and say, no, we've had enough, no more, end of story, no. That's your future. Because Canada has been for a long time, well, Europe and Canada, Europe has kind of been the first one, and then Canada adopts what Europe does. I mean, we know what happens in England. You know, over 50% of the burglaries are not burglaries, they're home invasions, because the criminals know they have nothing to fear. If the homeowner fights back and hurts the robber, the homeowner goes to jail. So what do they have to fear? Nothing. They have nothing to fear.
Let's take a little deeper dive into this because I got the piece up here. Here's the headline, ladies and gentlemen. You can't make this stuff up. So I thank the gods of liberal progressive morons for handing this stuff every day. It is job security for people like us, Paul. Toronto police advise locals to leave car keys near front doors to avoid confrontation with violent thieves. Now, get this. There's more to this story. Listen to the subhead. Home invasions and break-in enters for auto theft occurrences rose 400% in 2023, police say. So that's a story in and of itself.
That's an area of concern.
That's a huge area of concern. One of the recent bits of advice, quoting from, I think this is a Fox piece, don't hold me to that, I'll check on that in a minute and credit where it's due. One of the recent bits of advice included Toronto police telling residents of the town of Etobicoke to leave their car key fobs near the door to avoid being attacked in their homes by potential burglars. Now, according to cops, the number of car thefts in the city, Toronto, I said Canada, it's Toronto, has more than doubled in recent years. In 2023, more than 12,000 vehicles were reported stolen. In 2019, just over 5,000 were reported stolen. Now, to prevent the possibility, this is from a February 27th meeting, two and a half weeks ago, to prevent the possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at your front door because they're breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else. And a lot of them that they're arresting have guns on them, and they're not toy guns. They're real guns. They're loaded. Let's just stop right there. Give them your vehicle is what the cops are saying. Leave your car fob out so thieves can have your car. What is that? Well, what message is that sending?
Oh, it's open season on citizens. Oh, well, they're not citizens. They're tax slaves. They're resident tax slaves. So the resident tax slaves, it's no different than California, where people in San Francisco are literally, not figuratively, leaving their cars open on the streets so that the thieves don't smash their windows out because they know it's going to happen.
Did you hear, Greg, was your mic live when you said that or no?
No, it wasn't.
Paul, and listeners, I want to bring you up to speed on something. While you, right before you answered, Greg yelled into my ear, San Francisco, and you went right there. And not only mentioned California, but you pinpointed San Fran.
Yeah, you know, great minds and all that stuff, you know.
Bingo.
Bingo. Greg said bingo. Great minds think alike. Greg, bring your mic. Well, we're getting ready to take a break, I think. So we've got 30 seconds. Paul, we'll take a deeper dive into this story because there's a lot going on here, not just the Toronto police telling you essentially, when you go to bed tonight, ladies and gentlemen, leave your key fob at your front door so those criminals can take what they want. That's the advice from the police in Toronto.
Why are they paying them?
Yeah, we're gonna go there too when we come back from the break. We're gonna cover a couple angles to this, including the crime stat numbers. And why, imagine this being your neighborhood. Imagine this being your sheriff or your police chief in the United States. Well, we'll tell you why it's not. Now, there might be some liberal goofballs out there that say stuff like that, but for the most part, we're armed. We'll be right back with Paul.
The following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, welcome back. Paul Markle, student of the gun, joins me here in the 6 Hour Studios at the ranch. Patriot Mobile Communications Center, to be exact, on the Patriot Mobile Command Center microphone. All of it being brought to you by X Insurance. Make sure to check out all of our partners that make these conversations possible every day. You can find them all at armedamericanradio.com. Greg, we're just going to get this out of the way now because I'm kind of jacked up today for a lot of different reasons. Ask me how many cups of Defender coffee I had to start my day today.
Mark, how many cups of Defender coffee did you have to start your day?
I had 3.
Okay.
And I'm sipping on a sugar-free Red Bull right now. So I'm kind of wound up. It for a lot of different reasons. Paul Markle, student of the gun, welcome in. Did you start your day with coffee today, Paul?
Oh, of course. It's the best part of waking up.
The best part of waking up is Defender in your cup. See, there you go. I changed it up a little bit. If you don't mind my asking, how many cups of coffee did you have to start your day today?
Oh, well, we just stepped at the pilot station. And you know how they have those machines where they've got beans and you choose it and they grind them up and they brew it right fresh for you?
I like that coffee, by the way. That's good coffee, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like them, too. So this is, I don't know, the third or fourth one of the day.
So you're driving. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we've been going for a while. And I love a nice cup of coffee as we're cruising down the road. It's, I don't know what it's like in Georgia, but it is damp and drizzly and gray.
It was kind of like that this morning. We had some pretty strong storms come through this morning. I've got relatives up in Ohio that, whew, some nasty tornado activity yesterday that just missed them outside of Dayton. They were very, very fortunate. But so our thoughts go out to the people whose homes were destroyed up there. I've got a lot of relatives.
We were there yesterday under a tornado warning.
Indiana and Ohio got hit pretty hard. And oddly, it's going to be about 29 degrees here a couple days from now at night. Really weird weather. But this is tornado season. Hot, cold weather like that is what causes it. So, all right, guys, stay safe out there if you're in the area that those things pop up from time to time. Good heavens. Paul, let's go back to this really. How do you define a story like this? How do you define this?
It is the ultimate insult to the people. If you thought for a moment in time that you as the voter, the taxpayer, the citizen, whatever you want to call yourself, if you thought that you were important to your government, if you thought that you mattered, if you thought your voice mattered or whether the government worked for you or whatever, this is a wake-up call. You're not important. You don't matter. The government views you as a tax slave. You are there to provide them with money. And if you die, then you die, and they'll just replace you with someone else. They don't care about you as an individual. You have no individual liberty. And the idea that a law enforcement, now we've had this in America, Mm-hmm. We've had cops in America tell people, and it was California. Oh, we, you know, if confronted, don't resist. Just give them what they want. How does that stop, slow, or curb crime? Or does it do the exact opposite? I mean, come on. We just as regular people, what do we know about anytime something is presented as free, you increase the demand for that free thing. So you tell criminals, we're prepping your victims for you. Don't worry. We're prepping your victims for you. We're letting them know to just go ahead and cooperate. So
let's just go down another hole, kind of the same hole, but we're going to take a tributary here. And that would be, what does it say about the fact, because this is kind of going back a little bit, I'm talking backwards down the hall maybe, that crime and this type of crime, home invasions for stealing cars, what does it say that they're up 400% in disarmed pacifist? And wait till you hear where we go next with the Canadian Supreme Court, ladies and gentlemen, because where we're going next is likely going to answer your question as to why this is happening. But Paul, I want to get your thoughts on this. Why is crime up 400%? Knowing what we're talking about in advance of that statistic.
Well, didn't Fidel Castro's bastard son a couple of months ago stand up and say how proud he was that no one in Canada would be able to own, sell, transfer, possess, handgun?
He did, yes.
So these real guns with real bullets that these home invaders are in possession of, are they not handguns? Are these guys breaking in with rifles and shotguns? Are they breaking in with handguns that they can conceal under their clothing? Well, we all know the answer to that. We know the answer is that they're breaking in and they're threatening people with handguns. So that puts the truth to the lie. I mean, we've always, anyone with a fully functioning brain knows that gun control and gun restrictions and gun bans never, ever, ever lead to less crime. They never lead to disarmed criminals. It's never been the case in 50, 60, 70 years. We know that. There's no proof, there's no evidence that they have to say, well, look, we put this handgun ban in place and criminals stopped using guns. No, they didn't. I was a cop, and when I was a cop, when you analyzed annual statistics of crimes, whether it was burglaries or whatever, anything above 5% increase from year to year was what we called an area of concern. 5% increase in an area of crime, whether it was burglaries or car thefts or whatever, was an absolute area of concern that we needed to look into. 400% is Twilight Zone. It's lunacy. It's insanity.
Yeah, that's off the chart.
The people of Canada should be livid. They should be blocking the streets. They should be shutting that city down. No one should be able to move in that city because the people are so angry. And they should be insulted that they have a police chief who's probably making six-plus figures because it's a big city and, you know, he's a bureaucrat. And he does the job of bureaucrats. You know, he does the bidding of his socialist masters. To come out and say, well, we are so weak, we're so flummoxed, we're so powerless to stop this, that we're just going to tell you to be a good victim. Just be a good victim. Lay down, take it. Because
yeah, it's
the people who are making those rules, the people who are giving that advice, they never think they'll have to adhere to that advice. They never think that that'll happen to them. That just happens to the peasantry. You know, who cares if the peasants get robbed? We can get more peasants.
Yeah, when we come back from this break, I'm going to give you two predictions, ladies and gentlemen, that I feel pretty confident in making. I'm pretty sure Paul and Greg, I'll get Greg's opinion on this as well, will agree with where I'm going when we come back. Then I want to take you to the Supreme Court of Canada and a decision that was read yesterday. And it is the wildest thing you've, just when you think you've heard it all from liberals. And what I'm getting ready to tell you, you'll wonder, well, does it have anything to do with guns? Yeah, it does. Because of what we're talking about here, I could have easily used the story we're going to next as a pretext to set up what we just talked about, but I didn't want to. I wanted to go there first. When we come back, we'll tie it all together for you with Paul Markle, student of the gun. We'll be right back after the break.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Freedom, passion, and precision. Love those three words. And love the next two words, Daniel Defense. Make sure to visit danieldefense.com. Get on their email list. Do yourself a solid. Get on their email list, danieldefense.com. Great company, products made right here in the great state of Georgia. And they're just booming like crazy. That pistol is selling like wildfire. The H9, if you want to get on the list to buy it from your dealer, do it. Because they're about out now to June in shipping. That's the demand. So make sure to visit danieldefense.com. Get on their list and find out all the cool stuff going on over there. You're not going to get bombarded by emails. These are emails you're going to love to read. Welcome back. 6 Hour Studio, Patriot Mobile Mike, X Insurance presenting it all. Paul Markle, student of the gun. So we covered the percentage of increase. As a cop, 400% is off the chain. When you hear, for example, Paul, you and I have talked about Philadelphia crime rate, L.A. crime rate, big liberal Democrat cities, you know, carjacking's up 138%. Those are astronomical numbers, right? 400%, like you said, those are Twilight Zone numbers.
That would be crisis mode. That would literally be, we're experiencing a crisis. We have to go into crisis mode to address that, or we can just tell people to be good victims and suck it up.
So how would American law enforcement respond to a 400% increase in any crime, not just home invasions, are usually always violent, but car thefts, retail thefts? 400% is big all around. How would American law enforcement, how would you expect American law enforcement
generally to respond? Well, you're not going to get something until the mayor freaks out or the council freaks out or somebody important. You see, what will happen in Canada is nothing will be done until a congressperson or a councilperson or a rich person gets their house broken into, and these bandits with guns that Trudeau banned. So, I mean, if I was a reporter, I would ask this guy, how can that be? Didn't we just pass a national law prohibiting this? How does this work? And then they're like, well, criminals don't obey laws. Oh, really? Thank you. No, when somebody important gets jacked up or robbed or whatever, then they'll do something about it. But what they do about it is they'll create a task force, right? Mm-hmm. And they'll ask for more money. They'll go to the, they'll go to the council, and the council will allocate emergency funding, and they'll create a task force, and they'll pay people a bunch of overtime. And then depending on how far, they may actually get out there and crack skulls. But when you're talking about liberal socialist lunatics, what happens is then they arrest people in a mean manner, or they're not nice, or they don't like sing them a lullaby as they're arresting them or whatever. And I don't, in Canada, I guess you become a cop because you either want to be a social worker or you just want to get good government bennies, because it's not to crack skulls. It's not to arrest bad guys. It's not to put felons behind bars. I mean, Mark, do you remember the story? And it's been a while ago, but I remember it because it was Toronto, where they had a guy who had decapitated his mother.
Yes.
And he had been declared legally insane, right, or criminally insane. They gave him a day pass to walk around downtown Toronto, and he didn't come back. And then they're like, oh, well, we're a little concerned that he didn't come back. So they finally nab the guy, and they say, what are you thinking, letting this guy loose? And they said, well, we need to do that so we can see and test how he functions amongst the community. I was like, he's criminally insane. He cut his mother's head off and used it as a soccer ball. And your idea is, well, we need to let him out, roam around, you know, hang out with the people, see if he kills anybody else.
It's a progressive mindset. Listen to where we're going next. Let's use that as a segue.
That is exactly what you get.
That's exactly right. Let's use that now. Lunacy. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to walk with me here. Greg, warning in advance. We talked about it during the break. I want to be careful here because the story is somewhat graphic in the words that it uses. But this is true from yesterday. The Supreme Court of Canada, who, by the way, don't wear black robes. They wear Santa Claus outfits. If you've ever seen them, they wear white puffy things with or red puffy suits with white puffy things around the neck and the arms and the waist. It's the most goofy thing I've ever seen. And I'll say it because I think it is goofy. It's my opinion. But a Supreme Court judge, the top court judge at the Supreme Court, whatever they call her, it's a woman, said the word woman is confusing when handing down a ruling. It was a rape case. Justice Sheila Martin said, and I quote, "The choice of the trial judge to use the words a woman may have been unfortunate and engendered confusion." Ladies and gentlemen, we're at a point where saying a woman in a rape case, using the words a woman, is confusing. So in place of the word woman, so as not to confuse anyone, because she apparently thinks Canadians are stupid, replaced it with the phrase a person with a vagina while discussing the testimony. This is on the record in the Canadian Supreme Court yesterday. And the case in question concerns a young woman who told police she was drunk and she was taken to some guy's house and woke up being assaulted. The man said that it never happened, but the woman said she remembers feeling it. And the judge ruled it's extremely unlikely that a woman, the trial judge, ruled that it's extremely unlikely that a woman would be mistaken about that. The man's conviction was overturned on appeal and went to the Canadian Supreme Court, and the opinion writer at the Toronto Sun, and I quote, says, where things got weird. Now, fortunately, the opinion writer at the Toronto Sun understands it's weird. But you have to understand that when you've got a Supreme Court justice, the head justice at the Supreme Court in Canada is confused by the word woman or a woman and replaces it with what I just said. Paul, you got to kind of, this is what?
Isn't this the same Supreme Court that sided with Castro's bastard child?
I believe so. I know where you're going.
When he labeled the protesters as domestic terrorists, seized their money, ordered them to be arrested, and so on and so forth.
The Canadian truckers. Yeah.
The most friendly, peaceful protest in the history of protests. You know, look at what's happening in Haiti right now, and then compare that to the Canadian trucker protest. You know, maybe the Canadians just need to start eating people and the government will wake up. I don't know. But, brother, to quote Dalton, listen up, Canada. I know some of you freaks up there are listening.
Oh, yeah.
To quote my man Dalton, it is time to not be nice.
Let me interject here that the reason I mention this story, ladies and gentlemen, is because it is the liberal mindset that is permeating institutions. Like in this case, we're talking about the Canadian Supreme Court. They have 9 justices also on the Supreme Court that wear Santa Claus outfits. It's really weird to see, but it's true. I'm not making that up. I'm looking at a photo of it right now. I wish I could convey that. The best way I can do it is theater of the mind. Picture Santa Claus, and that's what they look like. And it's a mix of men and women. And I wonder if they're confused. But we are at a point now, apparently not just in American history, but human history, where people are confused. And this is why, ladies and gentlemen, crime and criminals, why criminals criminal. Because of things like this. Because they know they can get away with it. They can call themselves whatever they want. They can claim to be whatever they want. They can claim what they're doing is legitimate. and they know that somewhere out there, a court will side with them. That's how goofy things have gotten. It's very, very, very scary because there are judges and police officers and politicians of a particular party in this country, Democrats, that feel the same way. One more segment with Paul. We'll be right back.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Back to the show, indeed. Welcome back in. 6 Hour Studios, Patriot Mobile mic fired up for you. Mark Walters filling your prescription for freedom on said microphone. X Insurance presenting it all. Please visit all of our partners. Make sure to pick up some Barrel Buddies for $14.99. You want to keep them in your gun bag, no doubt about it. You can clean your guns at the range right after the use, instantly, with no mess and nobody yelling at you. Don't do that. Take that home. Take that over there. You can do it right there on the spot. That's how easy they are. BarrelBuddy.com. PT Ammo. Fill them and feed them with some PT Ammo made in Connecticut. Don't forget where our families train. Phil down in Florida with that scenario-based training is really cool stuff. Goat guns. Get your goat guns. Get them here. If you're a first-time buyer, use the AAR promo code. Get 10% off right off the bat. Prepare to become addicted. You will be. ArmsList.com, America's firearms marketplace. Cutting-edge firewood. It is barbecue season. It's always barbecue season here at the ranch, but if you live somewhere where the weather's bad and, well, you consider barbecue, you know, Memorial Day to Labor Day type thing, they ship all over the country. CuttingEdgeFirewood.com. And don't forget Heaven's Harvest. If you need some emergency supplies, Heaven's Harvest has you covered. They've got me covered here for a couple years, and I sleep a lot better at night knowing I have that. And by the way, have you noticed prices ain't coming down? Inflation's going up. Joe Biden saying, well, they're getting a handle on it, gaslighting you like crazy. These people hate your guts, ladies and gentlemen. Just one more reminder to be prepared. I don't feel good about things coming down the pike in this country over the next few months. Paul Markle, student of the gun, welcome back, my friend. Very bizarre story out of Canada. It ties together because this, and I think you nailed it, Paul, at the outset in the first segment when you said, this is what they want for you. This is the same progressive mindset where we don't know what gender anybody is anymore. The Supreme Court in Canada, who you would think would have a mind, has apparently lost their mind and their way. And this all ties in with why there's rampant crime. Isn't this all tied together, Paul, all of it? Doesn't it go hand in glove?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and this is, to anybody who's been watching or paying attention or has a functioning brain, none of this stuff should be shocking. I mean, we've seen it coming, this what they call creeping socialism, or this creeping socialism, this creeping liberalism, where they convince you that this one little thing doesn't matter. Oh, I mean, what does it matter if we change the language? What does it matter, you know, if we substitute the word sex when we're in reference to animals with the word gender, which is not supposed to be used in reference to animals? Who cares? You know, just go along to get along. And you keep going along and getting along and going along and getting along, and it never gets any better. You don't, you know, where do we go to get our liberty back? Where do we go to get our freedom back? Where do we go to get our sanity back? And the answer is you don't get it back. Or at least they don't.
This is the last place on earth to get it back. If you don't reside here, you come to America legally. This is where you go. And we're losing it here. Paul, I want to switch gears for the next 4 minutes because I just saw your text. You talk a lot on this program about the importance of having first aid training. You're on the road. And from what I'm gathering here, you guys just stopped a little while ago and rendered first aid to some crash victims. Did you not tell us about that? And
why? Oh, yeah.
It's
right,
to have this,
yeah, it was actually right after, I can't remember, but we had our conversation. We were driving on the interstate, and it's rainy and misty and yucky. And I was driving. Jared was looking at the maps, and it said, he said, hey, there's traffic ahead. Slow down. So I hit the brake. I start slowing down. We go around a curb, and we witness within seconds of going around the curb, a car that's probably going 50 hit another car, spin it around. The one who did the hitting flew off. You know, we heard that, the fiberglass explosion, you know, that distinctive fiberglass explosion sound. And, you know, my first instinct was, don't hit the debris. Yeah. You know,
it's so, a disgusting sound, too, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man,
it's not
that
anything you
whammo,
want to hear.
That explosion of fiberglass. So we hit it. We got through it. I got us off onto the shoulder. And Jared immediately jumped. We saw the van go off up an embankment. And Jared got out and ran up, ran to it. I opened the back. And we always travel with a med kit. And we've got a big red bag full of stuff. And miraculously, I only had to put a bandage. I put a pressure dressing on one person. There was four people involved, and they were all wearing seatbelts and the airbags deployed. And only one guy had a gash in his leg, and so I put a pressure dressing on him. And I had just finished it when the first officer rolled up, and I was telling him what was going on. We talked to, you know, we did the assessment. We talked to the people, and you know, basically everything you need to do. But it all, you know, it's one of those things where it just happens so fast. All these things are going on. You're thinking, you know, don't get, you know, how do I avoid being involved in this? You know, what do I do next? You know, and when it was all over, we were in Kentucky, right, Jared? Yeah, we were in Kentucky. And, you know, fortunately, there were several people that pulled over, that got off the road. And while we, you know, when we were there, there were several people who came up and said, well, you know, are they okay? And so on and so forth. And, but the, you know, one of the real learning points from that was not one person other than us ran up with a trauma kit in there. You know, none of them had them. So, man, I can't stress it enough. You can't, you know, if something like that happens, if you're a good person, you know, you're going to want to do something. You know, you'll have that desire. You'll want to do something.
Right.
And that's great. But you need to ask yourself, go find your mirror and say, okay, I'll want to do something, but will I be able to? Will you have the talent?
And there's also an even bigger takeaway here, ladies and gentlemen, for the PSA portion of this. But this is a clear reminder that you are your own first responder. Unless the cop is right there, unless the ambulance is right there, unless the fire truck is right there, whatever it is, you're your own first responder. And you had better accept that. And that's true across the spectrum, whether it's a home invasion, whether it's an armed robbery, whether it's an accident, whether it's, you know, automobile or a fall, whatever it may be, Paul, isn't that really the moral of this story? 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, we were really happy that there were no severed limbs. But the truth of the matter is if there would have been a severed artery, no one who was in a red and white vehicle would have been able to stop that person from dying, because they just wouldn't have been able to get there in time. Only the people who are right there when it happens can make a positive difference. And I'm really glad that we were able to do that.
Yeah, God bless you for being there and for knowing what to do. And go ahead and refill whatever you need to fill in that medical kit. Obviously, you take that with you because of what you do for a living. Paul, thanks for being here, brother. Love you. Love your insight, your
thanks
wisdom, your wit,
me.
Your humor. Always a pleasure, my friend. Tell Jared I said hello. Looking forward to seeing both of you soon. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Paul Markle, student of the gun, SOTGU.com. SOTGU.com. So we're at a point now where we tell you when this hour of Armed American Radio closes. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would have ever been caught outside his cave without his club. Why? Because as we just said and as you just heard, you are your own first responder. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will be up again in the second hour of the program. And then we're going to see you again on the Monster Cast, where we begin it all over again. Enjoy your day. Stay safe. See you on the radio.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.